今天早上我们要跟大家一起思想基督徒生命的重点和目标。
This morning we want to think about the priority and purpose of Christian life.
那么首先呢，我们先读一段经文，当作是一个开始或者是一个引言。
And let us read one passage as introduction.
让我们打开这个传道书。
And let us open the Bible to Ecclesiastes.
传道书12:13.
Ecclesiastes 12:31.
传道书12:13说，这些事都已听见，总章就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所应当尽的本分。
Ecclesiastes 12:13, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of men.
这个是所罗门王在他写完传道书最后把整本传道书总结的一句话。
And this is a statement that Solomon, after writing the whole book,concludes with.
所以今天早上呢，我要从这个大纲跟大家思想。
So this morning we want to approach this topic with this outline.
那么这个大纲基本上是我要看，稍微审查一下基督徒生命中不同的角色。
And we want to first examine the different roles in Christian life.
然后呢，我们要跟大家一起思想生命中基督徒生命中的重点跟他的目标。
Then we want to think about the priority and the purpose of Christian life.
在这个思想这个生命的重点跟目标的时候呢，我们会思想他的基督徒生命的目标、途径跟基督徒生命的一个审判。
As we look at this priority and purpose, we will consider the goal, the means, and the results of Christian life.
那么为什么我要讲这堂道呢？
Why do we want to talk about this sermon?
其中一个原因是我不知道大家有没有注意到，目前呢，在美国他们发现一个大学的丑闻，就是很多很多名人把这个孩子送到名校的时候呢，都有这个牵涉到这个一些不法的行为。
And I'm not sure if you've been paying attention to the news in USA right now. There is a college admission scandal where there are rich and famous parents who use bribery to get their children into Ivy League schools.
那么跟我们今天有什么关系呢？我想它跟我们新加坡人也有直接的关系。为什么呢？因为我要趁这个机会呢，跟大家讲到我们家长对学业孩子学生的学业成绩的态度。
This of course has much to do with Singapore's context, because I want to take this opportunity to point out our parents' attitude towards academic excellence and education of the children.
那么另外一个原因为什么要讲这堂道呢？是因为我想这个属灵操练过去我们好几个星期我没有机会讲最后的总结的话，所以这个时候就是我讲总结话的时候。
And also in our Grace Bible School we've been looking at spiritual disciplines, and I have not concluded that session, so I'm taking this opportunity to say some last words on that session.
那么同时呢，因为我们的生活非常繁忙，我们的生活节奏非常的繁忙，我想很多时候我们必须要安静下来，重新的调整一下我们的思想，让我们能够再一次注重我们的重点跟目标。
And as we go about the business of daily life, we also want to address the issues that we face, and then to refocus on what is really the most important thing in Christian life.
所以我们在过去好几天，大家可能已经注意到这个 在美国有一个非常轰动的，就是因为它牵涉到很多这个藤青这个常青这个 Ivy League 的学校呢，这些大出名的大学，包括 Stanford 包括这些很有名的这个学校呢，很多学生呢都是这个有钱人的学生把他的很有钱人的家长把自己的孩子用通过贿赂的方法送进学校。
And this scandal, of course, was brought to light last week that there is this massive college admission scandal where there are rich and famous parents through bribery get their children into the Ivy League schools like Stanford and USC.
这个，那么其中呢，这个包括了很多名人，包括那些明星，包括那些大的这个 Fortune 500的这些大公司的总裁等等，很多很有名的人都牵涉在当中。
And many people are involved, including celebrities and also the CEOs of the Fortune 500 companies.
那么这些人呢，他们总共他们找到的这个款项呢是 25 million， 这个人呢收了2500万就是。帮他，你如果找他的话呢，他可以有办法使到你的孩子进入耶鲁大学，进入斯坦福大学 ，Georgetown， 然后这些有名的大学，他都有办法帮你安排进去。
And there is this person whom they have found to have collected $25 million, and as long as the parents look for this person, he has some means of getting the children into Stanford, into Yale, into Georgetown, and all these Ivy League schools.
那么如果你需要他，但是这些都你要进入好的大学，他一定要有考试的。他可以安排人替你的孩子进去考，每一次考试15000块到75000块不等。
Now, of course, when these people need to get into the famous colleges, they need to sit for an entrance exam. But this person is able to arrange for somebody else to sit for the entrance exam on their behalf for a fee that ranges from
$15,000 to $75,000. 那么这个人呢，他平均他收，如果你有你要通过他把你的孩子送进这些好的大学呢，他收的学他的费用呢，基本上是10,000 to 6.5 million 一个学生。
And in order to get this man to help the child get into the school, he collects fees that range from $100,000 to $6.5 million.
那但是一般上的呢，都是250,000 to 400,000，25万到40万之间。但是当然有人给6.5 million。
But the average will be between 250,000 to 400,000.
所以你会看到这个事情轰动整个美国。
And this scandal has shook the United States.
当然我们就看到很多家长很迫切的要把孩子送去这些这个 Ivy League 这些著名的大学。
And we know that such parents, they are very earnest in wanting their children to enter the Ivy League schools.
我们问我们新加坡人，我们今天这里在座的很多的家长。
And we ask the parents in our midst, as many of us.
你要不要你的孩子进好的学校？
Do you want your children to enter a good school?
你要你的孩子进入名校？
You want your children to enter famous schools?
这些不对我们不觉得奇怪。
And such issues are not new to us.
我们为了好的大学、好的学校、好的名校，小学也好，中学也好，我们都搬家了，几家搬到学校附近。
And there are parents who will move just to get closer to the schools of their choice.
甚至呢，我们还去做 volunteer， 去那边做了很多这些工作，为了就是让孩子能够进到一些名校去。
And we serve as parent volunteers so that the children can get into the good schools.
我们以为这样做的话呢，孩子就能够飞黄腾达。
And we think that by doing so, the children will enjoy success.
那么在这个昨天前几天呢，有一篇这个社论就出来，他提到这个是在洛杉矶的这个报纸里面出现一个社论。
And a few days ago, in the Los Angeles Times, a column was published.
那么同样一篇文章呢 ，Straits Times 这个海峡时报也刊登了。
And the Straits Times actually published the same article.
他说 他说这些人呢，这些父母亲呢，把这些人拼命想尽办法，花这么多钱要他进这么好的大学呢，其实他没有好好去想这个问题。
And the comment is that these parents who spend so much money to get their children into good schools and colleges, they have not really think through the issues properly.
他说，如果你看 Fortune 500，就是那个这个财富这个杂志呢，他把美国的这个所有的公司呢，钱最有价值的500公司全部列出来。
And in this article, it basically consults the list of the Fortune 500 companies.
那么其中他们说这些最成功的这些公司里面的总裁呢，是从什么学校来的？
And they did a study on where the CEOs of these top companies graduated from.
那么会发现呢，这些大公司包括 Walmart， 包括油公司 Exxon， 包括Berkshire Hathaway 这些Warren Buffett， 还有 Apple， 还有 GE， 还有 AT&T， 还有 GM， 这些都是很出名、非常成功的大的美国的财团。
And these are of course huge companies in U.S., including Walmart, Exxon Mobil, Berkshire Hathaway, Apple, GE, AT&T, General Motors. These are all huge companies in U.S.A.
而且这些都是排名在这个 Fortune 500前面的20大
and these are the 20 companies that leads the Fortune 500.
你看到他们的 CEO， 他们的总裁呢，从什么大学来？全部不是很出名的大学，有些大学你都没有听过。
And all these CEOs of these top Fortune 500 companies come from colleges that some of us have not even heard of before.
所以你以为你把孩子送进最好的学校，他一定就成为最成功。发现原来并不是这样。
And so when you think that by sending your child to the best school and they will enjoy success, it seems that it's not the way.
而且在美国20大最大的公司里面呢，除了 Amazon 之外，其他人的都不是大公司。除了 Amazon 是从这个大家都知道这个人Jeff Bezos， 他是从 Princeton 出来的。
And out of the top 20 companies in Fortune 500, there is only one person, one CEO, Jeff Bezos, who is the CEO of Amazon. He is the only one who graduated from an Ivy League school.
而且这些很出名的科技公司呢，全部都不是从，就不是说，你看那个 Dell Computer， 它不是从出名校来。Apple 这个 Steve Jobs 他是 drop out， 他是连大学都没有完成。还有这个 Oracle 的 founder， 他的创办人也是同样没有毕业。
And the founders of the most valued tech firms like Dell and Steve Jobs and Ellison, who actually founded Oracle, these are actually people who either dropped out of the college or never graduate, or they went to a unknown college.
所以我们发现，我们以为我们把孩子送去最好的学校，他一定成为最成功，其实并不是这样。
So if we think that by sending our child to the best school, then our children will be most successful, that is simply not true.
在教育里面呢，很重要的是你的这个个性，这个人格的培养，这个 moral standard.
In education, the most important is to actually develop your moral character.
所以很多时候呢，你会发现我们的教育，新加坡的教育也好，中国的教育也好，亚洲的教育都是就是朝着要成功来发展。
And we realize that whether in Singapore or in China or in much of Asia, the focus of education is towards success.
但是如果我们回到传道书有一句话圣经呢，我盼望大家记得这句话。
And as we return to the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a verse that I hope you can memorize.
传道书9:11，他说：“我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必能胜，智慧未必得粮食，明哲未必得之财，灵巧的未必得喜悦。所临到众儿的，都是在乎当时的机会。”
Ecclesiastes 9:11. Again, I saw that under the sun the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the intelligent.Nor favor to those with knowledge.
所以你以为你进到好大学，你一定会成功。
And when people think that once you get into a good college, you will be successful.
不一定的, 他说你快跑, 你跑得很快的,
that is not true, because Solomon says here that even if you can run fast and swift, you might not win the race.
你很力战, 你很有能力的,
even if you are strong, you might not win the battle.
你很聪明,
even though you are intelligent, it doesn't mean you can get food.
啊, 如果你很会赚钱,
and you think that you have the ability to earn money, but you might not get it.
所以成功其实在乎机会。
Success actually lies in opportunity.
这个机会从哪里来?
Where does this opportunity come from?
箴言16章33节说, 千放在怀里, 定是在耶和华。
Proverbs 16:33 says, the Lord is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord.
我们不相信这个 luck, 这个幸运之神这回事情。
We do not believe in luck or lady luck.
我们相信神是掌管一切万物，是有主权的神。
We believe that God is in control of all things and He is a sovereign God.
你看历史里面怀才不遇的人很多。
If you look into history, you can see that those who actually enjoy wealth without the gift is actually a lot.
所以我们发现一件事情， 你成功不成功呢, 并不是完全靠你自己的努力。
And so we realize that whether you are successful or not is not totally based on your own diligence.
是要靠耶和华神。
You have to depend on God.
很多时候我们要回到神那里, 知道在神的计划里面, 祂安排你在什么情况底下, 在什么地方, 在什么工作岗位, 在人生的什么阶段, 发生什么事情。
And we want to return to the Lord and find out what He has in store for us in the current position that we are in or in the current situation that we are in our life.
马太福音6章19节这有一句话说, 这是一个命令说, 不要为自己积攒财宝在地上, 因为地上有虫子咬人朽坏也有贼来偷。 那么要积攒财宝在天上, 因为没有虫子, 不能朽坏, 也没有贼来偷, 因为你的财宝在你, 你的心就在哪里。
Matthew 6:19, in a command, Jesus said, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Many of us are working today.
我问你,你现在工作是为了把, 桌子上有食物吃吗?
And may I ask the reason that you work, is it to place bread on table?
我相信就是因为现在很多人都很有钱。
I believe no, because many people are very rich.
你的银行也很多钱。
You have lots of money in your bank account.
赚钱没有错。
It's nothing wrong to earn money.
问题是你的心在哪里。
But where is your heart?
很多时候我们赚钱我们工作 让它来决定我们的身份, 让它来决定我是一个怎么样的人, 我们 let the work define us.
And very often when we work, we are actually letting the work define us.
所以我们要在思想的时候呢, 成功到底是什么, 怎么样在这个人生里面最重要的是什么。
So as we think about success, we want to properly define it and what does it mean to be successful in life.
马太16章26节说, 人若赚得全世界, 如果你真的很富有, 赚得全世界而赔上自己的生命, 有什么益处呢? 人还拿什么换生命呢?
Matthew 16:26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul, or what shall a man give in return for his soul?
所以如果你问 Uncle Robert, 昨天你去医院的时候，你会不害怕？如果你有世界上所有的钱，没有了生命有重要吗？还是你要你的生命，你不要钱？
So if you ask Uncle Robert whether he was fearful when he went to the hospital yesterday, and when you are facing that death, would all the money in the world matter, or does your life matter compared to all the money in the world?
他不怕，因为他已经很多次了。
He's not afraid because it's not the first time.
但是呢, 我们不怕不是因为我们经过很多次, 不怕是因为我们知道自己有永生。
But we are not fearful, not because we have gone through it many times, but rather it's because we know we have eternal life.
我们知道如果我们离开这里，我们马上到天堂去与主同在，我们是好的无比的。
We know that if we leave this world, we will immediately be in paradise with the Lord, and that surpasses all things.
主耶稣这么说，在六章约翰六章二十七节，他说：“不要为必坏的食物劳力，要为存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。”
Jesus said in John 6:27, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you."
所以我们要为永生，不要只是为我们的目，我们的眼光不能够只是看世上，我们眼光还要看将来。
So our eyes should not be set on this earth, our eyes should focus on the future.
那么什么叫永生呢？
What then is eternal life?
约翰17章3节说，认识独一的真神，并且神所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent."
我们要知道永生，只有通过耶稣基督，我们才能够知道永生。
To know what eternal life we have to go through Jesus.
所以神的国呢，不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
And the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在神的国里面，在永生里面，什么最重要是公义、和平跟喜乐。
What's the most important thing in the kingdom of God? It is righteousness and peace and joy.
我稍微用一点时间讲这个公义、和平和喜乐是什么意思。
And let me spend a little bit of time to talk about righteousness and peace and joy.
公义就是圣洁的意思。
Righteousness here means purity.
很多时候呢，我们常常问一个问题：你死了之后，你怎么肯定你能够上天堂？
Often we ask the question, how can you be certain that you will go to heaven after you die?
很多人说，基督徒就说，你要信耶稣，因为我们有罪，耶稣为我们死了，除去我们的罪，我们就能够上天堂。这个就是基督徒的答案。
And the Christian answer to this is because we have sinned and Jesus died on the cross for my sin and cleansed my sin, that's why I can go to heaven.
但是有些人不这么认为，他说我不是犯大罪，也没有杀人放火，我是有点点小小的罪罢了。And
yet some people might say I have committed no great sin, I did not murder, neither did I do anything very wrong, I just committed some small little errors.
我只有小小的贪，我买4D罢了。
I only have a little bit of greed by buying 4D.
我有一点点不诚实，我撒谎罢了。
I am a little dishonest by lying at times.
我有一点点不正当，所以你觉得我还不错，你来到神面前，你认为你还不错，问题不是你决定，是神决定。
And I'm just a little bit indecent, and so I think I'm not too bad. But when you come before God, it is not you who define who's bad, it is God who defines it.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，神是完全的，他要我们完全。
Because the Bible tells us that God is perfect and He wants us to be perfect.
所以当我们不完全的时候呢，他就会惩罚我们，他就会审判我们。
And because we are imperfect, God will judge us.
因为神创造我们的时候是完全的，当我们犯错，我们走错路，当我们犯罪的时候呢，神一点点的肮脏污秽，一点点都不允许。
God created man perfect, but because we have sinned, therefore we are imperfect before God. When we come before God, His demand, His standard is perfection, and that's what the righteousness here means. It is perfect purity.
所以在神的国里面，你要完全的圣洁，我们完全做不到，只有靠耶稣为我们所成就，我们才能够进去。
So in the kingdom of God, we must be perfectly pure, which we cannot achieve on our own. That's why we need to depend on Jesus.
还有呢，他说天国不在乎吃喝，不是你吃吃喝喝，是在乎公义。还有呢，就是要和平。
So the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace.
和平是什么呢？我告诉你，以前你还没有信主的时候呢，以神以你为敌，因为你常常抵挡神。
Let me tell you what this peace here means. Before you become a believer in Christ, you were an enemy of God and you are always in enmity with God.
因为神说你必须，神说你说你必须要信耶稣，你说我不用信耶稣，你跟神抵挡，你顶嘴。
God says you must believe in Christ and you say, no, I shall not. That means you are opposing God.
神说你不够完全，你说不是，我还不错的。
God says you are not perfect and you say I am not too bad.
所以你不断的顶撞神。
So you are constantly opposing God.
但是你信了主之后呢，就没有了，这个是和平了。神已经把你赦免你的罪，把你变成是属于他家里的人，就是一切都是平安了。
But after you believe in Christ, you are no longer opposing God. He has forgiven your sin and He has brought you into His family so that you enjoy peace.
所以在神的国里是完全的圣洁，完全的平安。
So in the kingdom of God, there is perfect purity and perfect peace.
而且加上我们在神的国里有圣灵的喜乐。
And in the kingdom of God, we have the joy of the Holy Spirit.
在神的国里面，他给我们享受他的。
In God's kingdom, He allows us to enjoy His joy.
我们的生命呢，要常常追求喜乐。
We need to pursue joy in our life.
这个就是荣耀神的一个很好的表现。
And this is how we honor and bring glory to God.
我们会多讲这一方面。
We will talk more about this.
所以我们今天呢，跟大家讲，刚才只是一个介绍。
That was just an introduction.
So, 让我来先讲一下人，我们的生命，基督徒的有许多的这个不同的角色。
And let's look at the different roles that Christians have in life.
是的，我们生命里面呢，我们每一个人都带了不同有不同的角色，我们 wear different hats.
Yes, indeed, everyone has a different role to play. We might say that we are putting on different hats.
我是我父母的孩子。
I am my parents' child.
我也是我孩子的父亲。
I am my children's father.
我可能是老板，我也同时也是可以是工人。
I could be an employer or an employee.
同时我是我隔壁的邻居。
I'm a neighbor to someone.
我可能我又是天国的子民，我又是地上这个新加坡的公民。
I'm a citizen of heaven and I'm also a Singaporean.
所以我们一个人花有很多不同的角色。
So each person plays many different roles.
所以呢，我们要在思想的时候呢，我们当我们这个生命里面呢，我们每一天都非常的忙碌。
We are busy in our lives every day.
那么我们看到我们的弟兄，我们的姐妹，我们看到我们每一个人都非常忙碌，在我们在忙碌当中呢，会不会失去了方向，失去了自我？
And as we go about the business of our daily lives, would we lose our direction and lose ourselves?
当我看到我们这边做妈妈的，我们有很多的孩子，你每天都换尿布，你一直在想那个尿布怎换到什么时候要停止。
And there are many mothers in our midst who's changing diapers every day. You might be thinking, while you're changing diapers, when is this going to end?
换尿布不是大问题啊。
Changing diapers is not a big thing.
当他们成为这个 teenager， 他们少年人的时候，你的问题更大。
When they become teenagers, you will have greater problems.
他们开始反叛。
When they start to rebel.
现在我看有些家长不用等到这个少年人，他现在已经反了。
And I can see some parents in our midst, they do not even need to wait until the children become teenagers. The children are already rebelling now.
如果是这样的话，你看点读诗篇啊。How long, O Lord?
And if you feel like that, you really should read the Psalms and exclaim, How long, O Lord?
到底要等多久，主啊？快点，快点，让我看见这个悔改的果子。
How long, O Lord? Please let me see the fruit of repentance.
你会发现呢，我们每一天就是这，早上起来就是吵吵吵吵到睡觉，睡觉起来又吵吵吵到睡觉。
And we might wake up every morning just to get into a quarrel and strife throughout the day. Then we return to bed and wake up to a new day of strife and quarrels.
每天去做工的时候，那些工作的人去做工作，好像灭火 firefighting， 这个问题出来打灭了这个火，另外一个火起来又灭了。我们整天就是这样在做。
And we go to work every day to firefight. After solving one problem, another problem crops up.
所以我们的家，我们的工作，我们不断的非常忙碌，每天都是这样忙碌。
We are busy, busy, busy every day.
所以我们有很多不同的角色，我们怎么样来衡量平衡这些不同的这个角色呢
？With all these different roles, how do we strike a balance?
所以我们要稍微思想一下。
So we want to think about this.
所以我在接下来呢，我要很快的速度呢，稍微讲一下我们不同的角色，然后呢，我们来集中讲我们应该有的这个重点。
I'm going to speed through all the roles that we play, then I will focus on what we should be focusing on.
这些都是我们在这个教会里面讲过很多遍的。
We've gone through all this many times in our church.
所以我们很快讲，第一我们的角色呢，我们有天家，我们对天上对神有一些责任。
And we have a heavenly home where we have obligations to God.
我们也是公民，我们对自己的国家也有一些责任。
We are citizens of a country, so we have duties toward the country.
我们自己有自己的家，我们在家里呢也有自己的。不管你是孩子，你对父母有责任；如果你有儿女的，你对孩子有责任；你是丈夫、妻子，你们彼此之间都有一些责任。
We belong to a family, so we are whether children or husband or wives or parents, we have duties to fulfill.
然后呢，我们有属灵的家。
We also have the church, which is our spiritual family.
就是我们的教会，我们彼此也有一些责任，我们必须要去行。
And we have obligations toward one another.
而且你有邻居，不管你是在家住家的邻居，还是你工作场合的邻居，或者你走路的邻居。在你旁边的人就是你的邻居。
We have neighbors, whether it's people who live near us or whether we bump into people along the way, as long as there's people near us, they are our neighbors.
你在工作上面你有一些责任。
You have duties in your work.
然后我们自己也有一些责任。
And we also have responsibilities with ourselves.
这些都是我们不同的角色，我们必须要扮演，所以我们应该好像八爪鱼这样。随时就有 multitasking， 我们可以做很多事情。
So we have all these roles that we play. We all need to be like octopus and be able to multitask.
所以接下来我们会看一些经文，这些经文都是我们很熟悉的，所以我们很快就讲过去。
And we're going to look through all these verses very quickly because we are all very familiar with them.
所以对天家对神呢，我们是神所创造的，我们要荣耀神。所以以赛亚书43:7告诉我们，我们是为神的荣耀创造，所以我们生活必须要荣耀神。
And we belong to the kingdom of heaven, therefore we need to glorify God. Isaiah 43:7 says, Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
所以在哥林多前书10:31说，不管我们吃说喝，都要荣耀神而行。
Therefore, 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
同时呢，我们也告诉我们，我们有天家，所以我们必须要去爱神。所以在生命记10:12，他说：“以色列啊，现在耶和华向你，神向你要的是什么呢？要你就是敬畏耶和华，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。”
And because we belong to God, He has demands of us. Deuteronomy 10:12.What does the Lord God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以这个是我们对神的责任。
These are our duties to God.
弥迦书6:8也是这么讲，他说神向我们要的是什么？行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
Micah 6:8 tells us that.The Lord requires of you to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God.
所以这些是我们是属于天国的子民，我们有这个责任。
So as citizens of heaven, we have such responsibilities.
那么我们不但是天国的子民，我们也是地上的子民。
Not only are we citizens of heaven, we also belong to certain nations.
所以我们在地上呢，我们要服从在世上的掌权者，我们要这个交税等等，我们必须要服从。
And on earth we need to submit to the authorities, we need to pay our taxes, etc.
所以罗马书13:1说，在上有权柄的人人当顺服，因为没有权柄是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Therefore, Romans 13:1 says, Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by God.
我们有天家，我们有国家，我们还有自己的家。
We have a kingdom of in heaven, and we have our own nation. We have our families too.
提摩太前书五章八节说：“人若不看顾亲属，就是自己的家，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。”
1 Timothy 5:8 If anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以我们必须要懂得照顾自己的家人。包括你的父母，父母要照顾孩子，包括这个兄弟姐妹等等。
So we need to take care of our own family, be it parents to children and children to parents.
那么特别我们这里有很多很年轻的夫妇，有年轻的孩子说，你们一定要好好的教训你的儿女，无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。这是生命记六章六节，大家很熟悉。
Deuteronomy 6:6 For the parents with young children, we all know this very well. These words that I command you shall be on your heart.You shall teach them diligently to your children.
所以我们有天家，我们有国家，我们有自己的家，还有属灵的家。
So we have a heavenly home, we have our country, we have our family, and we have our spiritual family.
所以属灵的家，当你一信主之后呢，神就把你放进教会里面。
Our church family is such that when you believe in Christ, He puts you into a church family.
这个就是所谓的 baptism, spiritual baptism.
This is what we call spiritual baptism.
就是灵的洗。为什么呢？你看哥林多前书十二章十三节，他说不管你是犹太人还是外邦人，为奴还是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗进入一个身体，那个什么身体呢？这个身体呢，就是耶稣基督的身体，就是指教会的意思。我们是洗进耶稣的，通过圣灵的洗进这个耶稣的身体，就是说神把我们放进耶稣基督的身体，就是进入教会的意思。
1 Corinthians 12:13 For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free.To be baptized into one body here refers to Christ's body, which is the church.
所以我们大家是属于在这个教会，在教会里面呢，神又有所赐的有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。我们讲过这边很多遍了。
And in the church, God gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints. We've been through this many times.
所以教会呢要建立我们。
So the church ought to build us up.
那么昨天呢，我们弟兄的弟兄的聚会啊，我们昨天有 open house 啊，就是很多弟兄来，我们提到呢，教会是我们必须要参与教会，守一起彼此守望，要守主耶稣给我们的教训，然后彼此勉励彼此的守望。
And yesterday we had our brothers fellowship open house where all the families came together, including the wives and the children, and we were encouraging one another to watch over each other.
那么同时呢，我们除了我们属灵的家之外呢，我们也有邻居。我们对邻居，神要我们爱神，而且要爱我们的邻舍。这个爱的最高的表现呢，就是传福音给他们。
And we have neighbors.And God wants us to love our neighbors, and the highest expression of love for them is to preach the gospel to them.
所以这个就是马太福音二十八章，大家很熟悉。
And this is the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
不但是这样，我们还有工作。
We also have our work.
我们每一个人都必须自己做工。
We need to work.
所以做工不是错。
So to work is not wrong.
但是工作的目的是什么呢？
But what is the purpose of work?
以弗所书四章二十八节说，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就有可宜分给缺少的人。
And Ephesians 4:28, let him labor doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need.
你看到吗？刚才我们做工呢，是供应我们自己的需要，同时呢，我们要帮助有需要的人。
So when we work, we supply our own need and at the same time help those.
我们做工呢，赚钱呢，不是要积攒财宝在地上。
We work not to lay up treasures on earth.
我们做是为了帮助有需要的人。
We work so that we can help those in need.
那么保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书三章第八节那边讲到说，所有的人都必须要做工。
And in 2 Thessalonians 3:8-10.Paul instructs everyone to work.
所以不做工就不可以吃饭。
Let those who do not work also not eat.
妈妈在家里看过孩子是辛勤的做工，弟兄姐妹，那个不是说不做工。
And even mothers who are actually looking after children. They are working hard at home. That is not that they are not working at all.
最后呢，我们讲到自己，我们怎么样？神要求什么呢？所有新都信主的人都是新造的人，我们就要把过去的事情都挪开，然后要过一个新造的人。
As for self, we want to note that anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come.
所以呢，我们每一个人都要学操练自己呢。你操练身体益处还少，操练金钱呢，凡事都有益处。
And we want to therefore train ourselves for godliness, for that is gain.
所以在哥林多前书九章二十七节说，保罗说，我要攻克己身，叫身服我。这个就是使到我们能够管理我们的身体来荣耀神。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul says, I discipline my body and keep it under control so that we can glorify God.
所以你知道吗？神拯救我们有一个目的，当然他是为了他的荣耀。但是呢，神真的神还有要我们做什么呢？在以弗所书二章十节，他说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的，为要叫我们行善。他有一些工作，行善的工作要我们做，这个就是神预备我们所行的。
And indeed, Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. So God has a purpose for us, and He has things for us to do.
是不是我们有很多角色我们不需要兼顾的呢？
So is it not right to say that we are wearing multiple hats?
如果你刚才听我讲这样好像有点乱，是要给你乱。
If you have heard all those things, you might think that it is very confusing and it was meant to be so.
因为我们有很多角色。
Because we have many roles to play.
这样怎么样的来，哪一个才是重点，哪一个才是优先呢？
Which one is the main one and which one should have the priority?
我们对神有责任，我们对国家有责任，我们对自己啊，家也有责任。
We have responsibilities to God, to nation, to family.
那么我们对教会也有责任，对邻居有责任，对我们的老板有责任，对自己也有责任。
To church, to neighbors, to our employers, and to ourselves, we have duties.
所以我们一个人必须要很多的，要兼顾很多的事情。
So we need to juggle many things at once.
哪一个最重要呢？
Which one is the most important?
所以这个就是我们第二大点。
This is the second main point.
基督徒生命的重点和目标。
The priority and purpose of the Christian life.
我们刚刚进入正题啊。
We are now entering the main discussion.
所以这边有三点。
There are three points here.
第一呢，我们要讲到我们这个与神的关系。
We want to look at our relationship with God.
然后呢，我们要看他的途径。
Then we want to look at the means.
然后呢，我们要看神怎么样来判断我们。
Then we want to see how God will judge us.
但是我们还没有讲之前呢，我们再回到同一个问题。很多基督徒的生命以为我们很注重的是健康、财富还有成功。
And we come back to this main point and look at what some Christians believe. Many Christians believe that our main purpose is to be healthy, wealthy, and successful.
你以为基督徒健康很重要？
And they think that health is important.
是的，健康很重要。
Yes, indeed, health is important.
但是不是最重要？
But it's not the most important.
不管你怎么样健康，不管医生怎么样医，我们看到所有的医生也是一样会死的。
No matter how healthy you are, how well the doctors treat you, we know that even the doctors themselves, including us, will die.
有一天，我们去医院，我们祷告主啊，让他能够健康回来。我告诉你，是不是每一次这个祷告一定应验呢？
And when someone goes to the hospital, we pray, God, please let him come out safe and alive. Does that prayer always end up answered? Yes.
大部分可以，但是一定有一次。一定有一次他不出来。
Yes, maybe most of the time, but there shall be one time when he doesn't come out.
如果他每一次都出来，他就永远不死了。
If he comes out every time alive, then he will never die.
但是我们要预备的是，我们进去出不出来，我都知道有永生，我有把握，有喜乐，有和平，有平安，我不怕。
But we must be prepared to walk in and be ready not to come out alive because we are not afraid due to the fact that we have peace and we have eternal life.
我们知道自己有永生就不怕。
And when we know we have eternal life, we are not fearful.
因为很多时候我们去的时候，我们这样祷告，是的，主啊， 吃它医治医治，但是我告诉你，每一次如果应验的话，这边没有一个人死。
And so we need to know and realize that every time somebody goes into the hospital and we pray, God, please heal him, we know that one time the person will die. If not, all of us here will not die.
如果他不是死在医院，他就死在马路边，他不死在自己家里。
If he doesn't die in the hospital, he might die on the road, or else he might die in his home.
我们每一个人都会死。
All of us will die.
但是最重要的是永生。
But the most important is eternal life.
你准备你的孩子怎么样面对永生吗？
Are you preparing your child for eternal life?
这个才是最重要的。
That's the most important.
不是说我们要让他最好的大学，不一定是最好，他得永生才是最好。
It is not we don't want to just get our children into the best schools. That's not important. The most important is eternal life.
不是 not important, 是 not so important.
It's not so important to get them into the best school.
所以健康重要，但是财富重要吗？你最有钱也不见得你满足。
What about wealth and money? Even if you have the most money, it doesn't mean you're most satisfied.
耶稣说你赚了全世界，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
Jesus said you can earn the whole world but lose your life. What does it profit you?
有些人以为生命就是要娱乐，要享受。
There are some who think that life is about entertainment and pleasure.
是吗？
Is that true?
有些人说，最重要的就是你有天堂的门票。
Some people say we need a ticket to heaven.
但是不是的，我们的生命最重要的是神创造我们的时候什么目的呢？
No, we want to know that when God created us, what is His purpose?
是要我们为他的荣耀造的。
He created us for His glory.
所以我们要为他的荣耀而活。
So we want to live for God's glory.
那么在圣经里面有很多教导有关这个神的要求。
The Bible is full of teaching about God's requirement.
我们在上个礼拜已经讲过这一节，在出埃及记的时候，在彼得前书二章九节也是提到说，你们是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，是要宣扬他召你出黑暗进入光明者的美德。
And we've seen this last week in Exodus and also in 1 Peter.That we are chosen, raised a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这里讲的是神的要求是圣洁。
God wants holiness.
那么另外呢，我们也看到，我们也引用了这段圣经，是我们刚才看过这段圣经，圣经十章二十节，神所要求什么？他说，耶和华神向你们要求的是什么呢？圣经十章十二节说，神所要的是你。敬畏耶和华，遵行他的道，爱他，然后侍奉他。
And we've seen this verse just now that God requires of you to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all His ways, to love Him and to serve the Lord your God.
所以讲这边是讲敬畏。
So here we talk about fearing God.
这个是遵行就是顺服。
And to walk means to be obeying.
然后呢，爱他就是爱他。
Of course, to love him.
然后侍奉他。
And serve him.
哇，这边也是有很多要求。
There are a lot of requirements here.
那么来到弥迦书那边，他也是这样问。弥迦书六章八节说，耶和华向你要的是什么呢？行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。
And we also saw in Micah 6:8, God wants us to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly.
这边又讲圣洁、怜悯，就是你要有怜悯的心，然后呢要谦卑的心。
And there must be justice, there must be kindness, and there must be humility.
那么再来呢，我给大家看这个何西亚书六章六节也是这样，他说神喜爱良善，不喜爱这个祭祀，喜爱认识神胜于燔祭。
Hosea 6:6, God desires steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offering.
所以神要求什么呢？要爱他，同时呢，还要我们有。认识神，有 knowledge of God， 对神有真正的认识。
So God does not just require to love Him, but also to know Him.
我们在撒母耳记那边讲到，听命，神要求我们听命，胜于献祭，顺服是胜于羔羊的脂油。
And First Samuel, we learn that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of ram.
那么刚才我们也看到罗马书14章17节说，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义和平。并圣灵中的喜乐。
And we've seen in Romans 14 that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy.
你会不会发现还是乱？
And do you realize it's still a lot?
哇，又有这么多要求，我有很多的角色，然后甚至又有很多的要求。
There are so many requirements. I have so many roles to play.
但是呢，我告诉你，最终的总结就是一句话。
But let me tell you, there is one sentence that can sum it all up.
荣耀神。
Glorify God.
为什么呢？你如果顺服他，就是荣耀他。
If you obey him, you're glorifying him.
如果你行公义，就是荣耀他。
If you are walking in righteousness,
你有喜乐就是荣耀他。
Being joyful glorifies God.
所以你会发现呢，这一些所讲出来呢，全部都是在讲荣耀神的表现。
And so all these are expressions of glorifying God.
加拉太书五章。二十二节更加了这一句话，他说：“圣灵所借的果子是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这些是没有律法禁止。”
Galatians 5:22 has this verse: "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law."
你看起来好像很多东西。
It might seem like there's a lot of things.
但是呢，基本上都是为荣耀神。
But they all are meant to glorify God.
如果你的生活充满了仁爱，你在荣耀神。
If you have love, you glorify God.
如果你生命充满喜乐，你在荣耀神。
If you have joy, you glorify God.
你的生命如果有这个忍耐，你在平安，你在荣耀神。
If you have patience, you are glorifying God.
恩慈、良善、信实，这些都是荣耀神的表现。
Kindness, goodness, etc. These are all expressions of glorifying God.
所以我们翻过来讲，如果你要荣耀神，你就要在这些事情上面表现出来。
So if we turn it around, if you want to glorify God, you ought to find expression in all these areas.
所以这个就是基督徒应该有的重点跟表现。
This is the what the Christian ought to focus on and find expression in.
这个是在讲圣灵的果子。
This is talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
诶，你说你不是在讲耶稣更像耶稣基督吗？
And did we not say we are supposed to be more Christ-like?
其实如果你更像耶稣基督，你就有圣灵的果子。
If you're more Christ-like, you will show the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们是从不同的角度讲同样的东西。当你有像耶稣，你就荣耀神；你有圣灵的果子，你就是荣耀神。
And we are really approaching the same thing from different angles. If you are like Christ, you glorify God. If you bear the fruit of the Spirit, you glorify God.
所以我们在生命中里面呢，我们要追求什么呢？
So what are we to pursue in our life?
我们一定要追求荣耀神而行。
We need to pursue glorifying God.
如果你追求荣耀而神而行，你就知道你必须要有生命的表现。
If your pursuit is to glorify God, you know that it needs to be expressed through your life.
所以你的基督徒生命的目标就是荣耀神，就是包括你顺服，包括喜乐，包括平安，包括满足于神。
And so, if you are going to glorify God, it will include peace, it will include satisfaction in God, and it will include joy.
这样我怎么样才能够做到这一点呢？
How can I achieve this?
这个就是用什么途径？我们刚才讲到，这个就是我们所讲的，这过去我们在我们的这个主日学里面讲到的，就是属灵生活的操练。
How can we achieve this goal? That means what's the means of this Christian life? And this is what we've been speaking of in our Grace Bible School for the past couple of weeks, which are the spiritual disciplines.
所以我们过去在讲什么呢？我们要委身于基督，我们要委身于敬拜，委身于圣经，委身于祷告，委身于教会，跟委身于圣洁的生活。
We must be devoted to Christ, devoted to worship, devoted to the Bible, devoted to prayer, to the church, and also to holy living.
所以我们委身于基督就是常常与基督联合。
To be devoted to Christ means union with Christ.
如果我们要委身于敬拜，就是常常的去爱神。
If we want to be devoted to worship, that means we must love God.
我们要委身于圣经是听从神的话。
To be devoted to Scripture means obeying the Bible.
我们要委身于祷告，就是常常倚靠他。
Devoted to prayer will mean that we depend on God.
委身于教会，就是在教会里面彼此的这些命令，使到我们能够成为一个好的见证，同时呢彼此建造。
To be devoted to the church is a means of sanctification, building up, and also testimony.
所以这个就是我们为什么跟大家讲这个属灵的操练。
So that's why we talk about the spiritual discipline.
所以呢，我们的重点是荣耀神，我们的途径是属灵的操练。最后呢
，The goal is to glorify God. The means is through spiritual discipline. And lastly,
基督徒操练的结果呢 神必然会有审判或者赏赐。
The result of pursuing a Christian life is that God will judge or reward.
所以我们又回到我们刚才开始的这段经文。
So we come back to what we begin with.
罗马书十二啊，这个传道书十二章十三节。
Ecclesiastes 12:13.
他说这些事你都听过了，总章是什么呢？要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所应当尽的本分。
The end of the matter all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man.
所以我们又回到我们的开始的时候，你看到世界的人不断的追求成功，不断的追求进好大学、好的名校。我们以为我们花尽这么多的钱跟时间做这件事情，你不如把这些时间跟金钱花在教养你的孩子的永生。
And we come back to what we began with, that many parents spend a lot of effort and money and resources just to get their children into good schools. Why not rather spend all this money and resources on your child's eternal life?
是的，我们做工很重要，我们赚钱很重要，这些是基本的，我们有很多责任，这些都是其中一个。但是这些我们都要教他，我们要让他们懂得有这个养生的这个技巧。但是呢，最重要的 highest priority 最重要的重点跟目标呢，就是他的永生。
Yes, indeed, it is important to work to earn money and put food on the table, and we also want to teach our children to be able to do the same. But even more importantly, the most important, in fact, priority is to focus on the children's eternal life.
让他懂得认识耶稣基督，让他认识神，这个是他生命中最重要的事情。
So that our children will know Christ, will know God, and will have eternal life. That will be the most important thing in their lives.
这个是你在祷告当中，这个是我们教会每一个人应该有的祷告，每一个家长应该有的祷告。
This ought to be the prayer of every individual in the church, the prayer of every parent in the church.
我知道我们教会很多父母亲都受到我们的环境影响，花很多时间补习啊，不断的要好成绩，要考得最好。请问你考得最好之后，赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢？
I know that many parents in our midst are affected by the environment, and we spend a lot of resources on our children's education, tuition, etc. But what good will the results be if our children lose their lives?
是的，他们必须要及格，他们必须要学会。但是更重要的是，他懂得怎么样的在他生命中去明白神的旨意。
Yes, they ought to pass their exams, and they ought to learn how to do all these things. But more importantly, they must know what is God's will in their life and eternal life.
所以刚才我们一开始的时候就给大家看到，连世人也知道说，你进最好的大学也不见得有好的结果。
And just now we said that even the unbelievers know that entering the best schools will not result in the best life.
何况我们有主的智慧在我们当中，有圣经做我们，有圣灵在我们里面，我们应该更明白这件事情。
What more, those of us who have the Holy Spirit in us, who have the wisdom of God.
我们当中有很多人不断的在忙碌，请问你的忙碌在荣耀神吗？你的忙碌需要这样忙碌吗？你是为什么忙碌？
Many of us go about the business of life. We need to ask ourselves the question, is this going to glorify God, and why are we doing this?
还是我们安静下来，明白神在我们身上的旨意？
We need to quieten ourselves and to understand God's will for us.
这个让我们在神面前好好的明白神，享受神给我们的一切恩典。当我们享受满足于神所给我们的，这个就是荣耀神。
Let us quieten our hearts and reflect before God to see if we are enjoying His grace and all things that He has given to us, and then think about whether we are glorifying Him.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. Help us, Lord, that we will be wiser than the unbelievers. For even the unbelievers know how to plan for their own lives, and they also know what is the the unwise things to do. So help us who have the Holy Spirit, that we might do what is right in your sight, that we will do all things to glorify you, in Jesus' name. Amen.